Wait, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
From dangerous Amish terrorists selling us raw milk, now we find the federal government has to protect us from, you guessed it right, killer bunnies! That's right, the bunny rabbit terrorists are now the next big challenge for the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security. It's not even security! Wait, there's no security from killer bunny rabbits. It's all over. The world did end yesterday. We're talking about the USDA attacking a family in Missouri. For what? For raising and selling bunny rabbits as part of a lesson to teach their teenage son about responsibility and hard work. No, we can't have that. The USDA says no to killer terrorist bunnies. What shall you say? What shall I say? Well, that's why you're here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show to find out. And we are going to do just that. Listen, this is a big story just plugged in today on Natural News, naturalnews.com. The writer here, Ethan, we get to quote a lot. Excellent, excellent research here. When the Dollarhide family of Nixa, Missouri, first started raising and selling bunnies as part of a lesson to teach their teenage son about responsibility and hard work, they had no idea they would eventually meet the heavy hand of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's right, the USDA. This is an anti-terrorist organization that was secretly formed, probably under the auspices of the FDA team. According to a recent article covered in Breitbart's Big Government, the USDA recently ordered the Dollarhide family. Isn't that interesting name, the Dollarhide family? Is there a waking dream here? You ever wake up from a dream and wonder, what do those symbols mean? Why were they called the Dollarhides? Because the dollar has reached heights? No, it's reaching new lows. The Dollarhide family, they want them to pay more than $90,000, Federal Reserve note dollars, of course, in fines. Why? What was their crime? Maybe they were friends with Amish raw milk terrorists? Doesn't say. We're not sure. Maybe it's because they sold over 500 Federal Reserve note dollars worth of rabbits in a calendar year. And guess what, boys and girls? If they fail to pay their fine by Monday, May 23rd, that is tomorrow if you're listening to me live right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, guess what? The fine's going to be nearly $4 million. What is the price to protect us from dangerous rabbit terrorists? I say $4 million's not enough. Why not $104 million? That's a meager fine to pay for the safety and security of the American people. We cannot be continuing to be threatened by foreign and domestic rabbits. Taking over. You know how fast they breed. This is serious stuff here. Who's laughing out there? You stop that right now. When did this all start? Then suddenly we're learning about these things now? What were they hiding from us? Well, it all started back in 2006 when John Dollarhide and his wife Judy rescued two rabbits. They rescued rabbits. Those rabbit rescuers. How dare they? And those rabbits, guess what they ended up doing? They did what rabbits did. They started breeding. Oh, no, honey, the rabbit done died so that many more could live. The family cared for and raised the new rabbits and eventually began to sell them to neighbors, friends, and others for $10 to $15 each. I bet they were forcing them to buy them. That's right. These are people from Missouri. They're probably out in the rural sticks, and they've got guns, and they were holding their neighbors hostage. You buy my rabbits or else you give me 10 Federal Reserve notes, or 15 even. Yeah, you look at me funny, you got to pay 15 for my rabbits. And they probably fraudulently sold them as the cure for cancer too, right? Yes, the rabbit meat has special proteins that will inhibit cancer cell production. It will increase apoptosis, cancer cell death. That is why these people are terrorists and that their rabbits are even more so. Horrible. Horrible people. How would they dare do this? First, they sold the animals for meat. And then later for show. The Dollarites carefully and humanely raise... Humanely! You can't humanely raise a rabbit, can you? They humanely raise the small creatures on their three-acre homestead. Oh, a homestead. That's right. That's a secret word for terrorist compound. You can't say homestead. Homeland Security knows about that. That's a tricky word, you Orwellian fascists. Yeah, the Dollarites raise these things, teaching their son these values of capitalism and the free market in a business environment similar to selling lemonade. Oh, and we can't have those little girls selling lemonade. The end of the American Republic is at hand. Yes, the world didn't end yesterday, but we can see the end of America now because families are selling rabbits without permission of the USDA. I cannot make this up, my friends. It is not makeable upable. It is too outrageous. These are the FDA and USDA X-Files come to life, and we will be protected, whether we want to be protected or not, from dangerous terrorist bunnies. Eventually, the Dollarites had developed such a highly respected reputation across all of Missouri that the popular Branson, Missouri theme park known as Silver Dollar City. Oh, that's it. Silver Dollar City. They're competing with the Federal Reserve. That is why I'm getting to the bottom of this right here live on the air. Silver Dollar City. How dare they compete with the Federal Reserve with silver dollars? They need to be shut down. We need a monopoly we already have monopoly medicine. We need monopoly money. We can't have a free market for money, Silver Dollar. How dare you? According to John, individuals from both Silver Dollar City and Petland, of course, is another obvious terrorist organization that the USDA has to attack because, of course, they bought some rabbits as well. And the rabbit competition judge told the family that their family's bunnies were among the best they had ever seen. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean? The best. Yeah, you know, they're the most explosive rabbits ever. More explosive than Chinese watermelons. These rabbits were secretly healthy and beautiful. That would make more Americans secretly want them. And then they would be done for before they knew it because the cute little bunny snuck in there like the Trojan horse of old. Can't you see this? The government is out there for our protection. They can see 10 steps ahead here. They're protecting us. We need more power to Obama and the executive branch, or else the bunnies are going to kill us all. And it seemed all was going well until that USDA inspector showed up on the Dollar Heights front lawn to innocently inspect their home. And what did they find? What did they find? No indication that anything was amiss. Just wanted to see the facility. See, that's the smarts of the USDA. Don't tell the people what you're there for, and they won't fall for it because you've got a badge. You're there to help them. You're there to protect them. You're from the government. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Run! The bunnies! And so they looked around. They saw nothing. Did they see anything? Did they see something? Well, it looks like there were some violations. Were there? What was it? Oh, they're not USDA certified. But they weren't required to be. Wait a second. How is it possible that in America you can have rabbit growers not required to be certified by the USDA? Then the agent asked the Dollarites if they wish to be part of a voluntary USDA certification system. See how it is? It's not forced fascism. The Dollarites didn't have to participate. They were asked if they wanted to volunteer. And all they said, well, let's look into it. We'll check it out. The inspector left. The Dollarites hear nothing from the USDA until January of this year, when the Kansas City-based USDA inspector called the family and said he needed to have a meeting with them. An innocent meeting. Just want a meeting. Can we take a meeting? We'll do lunch. Rabbits? No, no rabbits. You guys sold more than 400, no, 500! 500 Federal Reserve notes of rabbits in a single year. Why is that a problem? You ask. I want to know. You want to know? I'd like to know, too. What's the crime in that? Well, he didn't tell them. No explanation over the phone. But upon meeting them in person, the inspector said he was only there to investigate the rabbitry and take notes for a report. Innocent little thing. Waive your Fourth Amendment rights. We're here from the government. We're not going to do anything to you. We just want to protect you from the rabbits. He instructed the family then to contact another USDA office if they failed to hear anything further from the USDA after 6 weeks. So after the eighth week arrived, without any communication, John Dollarhite, the criminal, oh, he raised $500 worth of rabbits! He called the office and was redirected to the Washington, D.C. office now. Oh, we're going up the ladder! Where, guess what? A lady there shockingly and bluntly explained to him that she had his report, and the USDA planned to prosecute him and his family to the maximum extent that they could in order to make examples out of him. We cannot have Americans in Missouri or any other state raising rabbits without being approved, because they could be terrorist rabbits. Shortly thereafter, guess what? Yeah, the Dollarhites received a letter from their friendly neighborhood USD Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and they were ordered to pay a fine of, guess what? For selling over 500 Federal Reserve notes worth of rabbits in a given year, they were required to pay a fine of $90,643. Come on down, Monty Hall's here. The price is right, Dollarhites. Just sell your home, sell your land, pay the $90,000 fine. They're good people in the government. They just want to help you. Why? There was a mystery law. It was a mystery law. Who knew? Selling $500 worth of rabbits in a year could cost you $90,000. Even though the Dollarhites were in full accordance with Missouri state law, they did not sell their rabbits into interstate commerce. Nope, they didn't cross state lines. They raised their rabbits humanely. Maybe that was the crime. We're going to find out from the USDA. I have a special response from them coming up next. You will not believe what they say about these rabbits. It's shocking. It's scary. It could be the end of the world as we know it. But not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we rock the health world for health, freedom, and liberty. You want to call me? 800-259-5791. Lots more healing to do, and more on this rabbit story next.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dodging killer bunnies, terrorist bunnies on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. If you'd like to help me avoid them, you can call me now at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, the United States of Health Talk Radio, standing up for health, freedom, and liberty, and the eradication of all killer bunnies and purveyors of killer bunnies. The USDA, incredible. They are doing their level best to protect us. What do you think? You think this is an appropriate role for government to protect us? And it gets even more interesting if it could be that possible. Could be possible at all, because the Dollarites not only sold into non-interstate commerce within the state of Missouri, and no one was complaining, and in fact, we found out that they didn't force anybody by gunpoint. I checked on that while on the break. There were no gunpoint sales of $10 and $15 little bunny rabbits. Didn't matter. There was another letter that came back from the USDA telling them about their deadline. They could either pay the $90,000 plus, or else, additional fines would accrue to nearly 4 million Federal Reserve notes. 4 million for selling what? $4,600 worth of rabbits that netted the family evidently a mere $200 in profits. Now, because the USDA, because this is a serious battle, we're talking about global terrorism, global rabbit terrorism, bunny rabbits attacking us from shores within and without. This is a domestic terrorist incident along the lines of the disaster that is, how did we ever allow the Amish people into America to sell raw milk, for instance? You see, we have been sleeping on the job. We need a wall built around Amish communities. We need a wall built around Missouri communities that dare breed rabbits and sell them within the state. We need the USDA protecting us, don't we? 4 million is not enough. It needs to be 40 million. I mean, heck, we're on the verge of bankruptcy. Let's just take everybody's money for everything. Whoever even watched a Bugs Bunny cartoon? That's right. Did you watch Bugs Bunny when you grew up? You could be a terrorist. This is where it's going in the United States of America. Can you imagine? And we've got troops all around the world. Bring them home to protect us from killer bunnies. You think I'm kidding? Well, we went to the USDA, and in fact, they responded. They sent us a very important coded messages. We have decoded their messages. This is from the USDA, high up on high. I don't know if they realize. I think this is one of their agents that's gone rogue that sent us this response because of the outrage of what the Dollarites had been doing here. Don, do you have the USDA response? Go ahead and run it.
You silly sod. Oh, it goes all worked up. Well, that's no ordinary rabbit. That's the most foul, cruel, and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on.
You tit! I saw my arm and I was so scared.
Look, that rabbit's got a vicious streak a mile wide. It's a killer.
Get stuck.
It'll do you a treat, mate.
Oh, yeah? Manky Scots git.
I'm warning you.
What's he do? Nibble your bum?
He's got huge, sharp... He can leap about... Look at the bones!
Go on, boys, chop his head off.
Right, silly little bitter. One rabbit's still coming right up.
Look at those teeth! You see why? I think it's reasonable. With that kind of danger we have here, these killer bunny rabbits must be stopped, and the humans that are dealing in them must be stopped. Because we can't have an America that loves liberty, yet be threatened by furry little creatures like this. The next thing you know, they'll be beaming down tribbles from outer space. You know those Missouri rabbit cultists. They are connected to the Raelians. Something's going to go down here, right? The world didn't end yesterday. That's why they're coming back with killer rabbits. Let me know what you think. The USDA and the right or the wrong here in attacking this family, the Dollarites. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And that's the live number to call me right now. Listen, we got lots of healing to do. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out if you don't already or haven't already signed up for email alerts there. You can check it out. I've got it linked up in today's blog notes as well as on my Facebook and Twitter out there at RS Bell Media. I'd like to hear from you. And, of course, we got the show 6 days a week, 5 days through naturalnews.com. Are we living in the age of Ron Paul? That is another question that needs to be asked, and it's scaring the bejesus out of the establishment. And you will not believe this. Fox News commentator Juan Williams, I think he's their token lefty. He apparently thinks that this is the age of Ron Paul. And we've got the tired old drug war conflicted media also saying that Ron Paul wants to legalize heroin and cocaine too. And there's an interesting story about the CPS Child Protective Services taking children and putting them on psychotropic drugs because they suspect that the parents are on non-FDA approved drugs. That'll knock your noggin for a loop when we get there. Are these pundits just demagoguing an issue in order to distract from the underlying principles of Ron Paul, of what he's talking about? Because I'm about tired of these pundits pretending that they know something that you don't know, especially when it comes to liberty. Because we're the radicals here engaging and endorsing discussion, open discussion of eradicating the Federal Reserve, for instance. Of legalizing freedom, for instance. Oh, legalizing freedom, what's that? We can't have that. Look what happened to Missouri. The whole population of Missouri could have been wiped out if these bunny rabbit breeders were not called into, you know, and fined beyond belief so that they couldn't function anymore. And they're going to say, you know, Ron Paul wants to legalize cocaine and heroin as a means by which they can say, well, see, he's radical, he's out of the frit, you know, he wants to follow the Constitution. He says, there's no place in the federal government or Constitution to mandate or prohibit. That's for the states to decide. Oh, how outrageous. The states might screw it up. Well, yeah. You don't think the federal government has screwed it up yet? Is this the age of Ron Paul? Does Ron Paul make sense? Well, Juan Williams seems to think so. You got that first clip of Juan Williams on Fox News there, Don? Go ahead and run that for me.
I think he does make some sense. Now, the thing about Ron Paul is, I don't find him that, you know, I find more and more that I think he's one of the more dynamic people in politics these days. The other day I wrote that we're living in the age of Ron Paul because all the Tea Party stuff really is born out of Ron Paul and the way that he thinks about government taxes. I mean, it's the guy that wants to do away with the Federal Reserve.
He does. And, of course, if there's a litmus test for your presidential candidate, then ask them this. Are you prepared to eliminate the Federal Reserve or at the very least, legalize competition for the Fed? Legalize competition for the Fed. Allow competing currencies to exist side by side with Federal Reserve notes. Don, I can hear you there. Am I quaking a little too loudly in this case? This is an amazing thing to me. He wants to end the Fed as if that's something bad. If your presidential candidate, left, right, or center, does not at least want to legalize competition and currency so that you can have a choice as to how you want to pay for the terrorist bunny rabbits, what if you didn't want to pay in Federal Reserve notes? What if you wanted to pay in silver dimes that were basically from the United States Treasury pre-1964? Could you do that? Are those dollars? Are those tenths of a dollar? Is there even a definition of a dollar? And then they're touting Herman Cain. You hear this? Herman Cain, former regional Federal Reserve Bank chairman. You think he's going to end the Fed? What about Romney? You think he's going to end the Fed? Nah, if they don't, that's your litmus right then and there. I've got more from Juan Williams after the break. Shocking stuff they said about Ron Paul on Fox News. You want to be with me for that? 800-259-5791. Say thanks to my sponsors. We're coming right back to rock the health world on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Rob.
Special message for any of my listeners in the district, 10 Mile Square, swampland known as the District of Columbia. No, I am not really for the USDA attacking the Dollar Heights for selling harmless little bunnies. I'm not, in case anybody, I think only in the swampland there might have confused my rant as true support for the federal behemoth that wants to wipe out all freedom, make illegal anything that smacks of freedom in the freest country on planet Earth. Not right now. And think about it this way, too. You know, my kid in school, he just did a fundraiser for the USO, really heartfelt fundraiser, walk car wash, raise some money for the USO, help the troops transition back when they come in home, you know, through the airports. And I, you know what, it bugs me beyond belief, beyond words, that they're all over planet Earth defending us from so-called terrorists, yet they come back and they can't have a drink of raw milk. They can't get a furry little bunny rabbit because the bunny rabbit purveyors are going to be put out of business with $4 million fines for doing what? Not even entering it into interstate commerce, which they claim means they can do anything. Anything. Is anybody else beside me disgusted that we have foreign troops all over planet Earth defending us supposedly from terrorism so that they can come home and come to basically a war on Americans, a war on Amish people? They're not terrorists, of course. A war on raw milk, which is not killing anybody. The stuff that's killer is the pasteurized, homogenized, RBGH Monsanto-infested milk that is encrusting the arteries of all the people who drink it. And I just needed to say that because in case there are bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I got fans everywhere. I want to make sure that they're not confused about how I opened the show. And you can call me and let me know if you were or not, if you have something to say. I've got a call waiting. We're going to get to that shortly. 800-259-5791 is the number. 800-259-5791. I was talking about Juan Williams, talking about Ron Paul. End the Fed should be your litmus. If there's a litmus for president, it should be end the Fed. Is this the age of Ron Paul? Let's go ahead and run clip two right now.
I think, and you stop and think about the fact that the Tea Party was the dynamo behind the Republicans taking control of the House in 2010. You think about the fact that his son is now in the Senate, and his son is a chip off the old block. But it's unbelievable to go to the Republican debate and see Ron Paul make the argument for legalizing heroin, cocaine, and marijuana, and get an ovation in South Carolina from South Carolina Republicans?
Did he actually advocate for the legalization specifically, like he wanted to legalize heroin, for instance? And I thought his response was brilliant. It's like, how many people here in the audience? And listen to right now to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If heroin was only legal, we would be doing it as much as we could, as much as we can. Of course, it's ludicrous. But then they say, well, what about the people who are harmed by it? And I say, what about the people who are harmed by FDA-approved drugs? It far outweighs the harm that is being done by illicit street drugs, for which I do not approve, nor do I use. But the reality is the federal government is snuffing out liberty, and it's snuffing out life itself by promoting an agenda of FDA drugs to the exclusion of those street drugs, which are not really nice, but at the same time, the statistics don't bear out the danger. The danger being the FDA approved. The federal government approves the drug. It becomes much more deadly and dangerous. Hundreds of thousands of Americans dying due to FDA approved drugs. And of course, we have the USDA. We have the FDA. These are the terrorist organizations attacking liberty. And we're talking about the states having the rights under the Constitution to make laws about those drugs, not the federal government. He's not advocating, oh, we should all, you know, be on heroin. If anybody's, that's demagoguing an issue. If anybody's not under that clear understanding that I just referenced, then maybe there's no hope. But again, litmus, freedom. Who is going to legalize freedom? And who is joining Congressman Ron Paul and running for president that might also be making these changes? Right? We got one more quote we'll be going to with Juan Williams from Fox News after the break. But first, we're going to take a call after the break on this issue of killer bunny rabbits and terrorism. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world. Say thanks to all my sponsors. We'll be right back with more powerful healing.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12+. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
USDA, killer bunnies, drug legalization. What about that? How about Ron Paul freedom, huh? Listen, call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. Get your probiotics. Dr. O'Hare's probiotics that I'm utilizing every day here. And, of course, restoring gut fortitude. We can get through this together. USDA killer bunnies. How about that? We got official approval from them. Because we're not selling any bunnies here, just freedom. And we got a phone call commenting on the USDA killer bunnies. It's Splurge calling from Colorado. How's it going, Splurge?
Just great. Dandy, how you doing?
Rocking the health world as we do every week. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. RSB telling me how it's going to be. Anyway... Hey, why do you think they call him Rush Limbaugh anyway? You know, he's picking them red pills and the blue pills, and he don't know which way he's going. Every time he stand up to go to the bathroom and get out of his chair, he's spinning around. Anyway, hey, you know, I was just thinking it's just kind of natural that the bureaucrats are jealous of the rabbit's vastly efficient superior gestation cycle, which they are constantly trying to emulate and have not yet... Well, they're catching up. They are.
Well, they don't want the rabbits outbreeding the bureaucrats. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yes. And, you know, it's just simply a case of jealousy, petty jealousy.
Yeah. Well, so, not only that, Splurge, I mean, the thing is, you know, this has been the concern of bureaucrats worldwide is that population growth will overwhelm their ability to contain and control the population. I think we're seeing a lot of the, you know, the attack on freedom, like the attack on raw milk, which is the most nutritious form of the only real milk there is, and turning Amish farmers into terrorists, like we've talked about as well.
Well, they do have beards.
Well, so, yes, that's right. They could be mistaken for Osama bin Laden. That's right.
Yeah, you know, if you put a turban on them, hey, I can't tell the difference. I don't know about you, but.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this, Splurge. Do you see the difference between what the media is trying to portray Ron Paul as saying he wants to legalize heroin versus recognizing the states have the right and role to do that under the Constitution as opposed to the feds declaring war on everything?
I look at it as if they're kind of going for the imaginary holographic jugular, kind of a straw man thing, you know. They gotta come up with something, and they're running out of... They're running out of bullets because people are not just hungry for the truth. Soon they're going to be starving for it. And they got to discredit any way they possibly can, and they're grasping for straws. And I think it's sooner or later it's going to be an avalanche of, people are gonna, a lot of people are going to say, I told you so, and, we're not going to be able to turn around the Titanic overnight.
No, that's true. And Splurge, I very much appreciate your call on that. I mean, the thing is, they're very concerned about the growth of these ideas. And that's where I think he was going with this. The idea of freedom, the idea of liberty. And Ron Paul has said this, an idea whose time has come cannot be stopped by any army on planet Earth, by any army in the universe. And that's got them very nervous. And one of the ways they can counter it is to basically deny basic access to nutrition. Because without nutrition, we can't think clearly. We can't see clearly. We're in big, big, big trouble. And then we have, the Ron Paul revolution is back on for 2012. And I know there are a lot of people that say, oh, you're getting too political. It's like, listen, politics affects everything. If you think they can go in and go to the Dollar Heights and say you cannot breed and sell rabbits, even though they don't enter them into interstate commerce, even though I would argue against that interstate commerce clause garbage as a way to just do everything unconstitutional. But beside that, the fact is it's only in the state. They were under state law. They did everything fine. No complaints. They would go in there and now attack them. Say, well, it's a $4,000 fine. No, we're wrong. You're not going to pay by tomorrow. It's $4 million. This, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? And you got one more clip here from Juan Williams on Fox News talking about the era or the age of Ron Paul and just who is changing who by all of this Ron Paul stuff happening in the Republican Party. Go ahead, Juan Williams, clip three.
Man, that's wild. And then you got Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico up there. And he's saying much the same thing about drugs. And of course, they're making the argument before a Republican audience that we shouldn't be in Afghanistan, we shouldn't be in Iraq, and getting applause. I'm thinking, this Ron Paul, he is changing the Republican Party more so than the Republicans apparently realize.
And that's what's got them by the rabbit, by the bunny rabbit's ears. Because more people are waking up. Oh, sure, it's not everybody, but remember, I've talked to historians, including Kevin Gutzman, Tom Woods. At any given time, it's only a small percentage of us that want liberty, that really love liberty so much that we're willing to speak it, shout it from the rooftops, live it, be an example to others for that hell freedom, for that liberty that is so essential. It is the lifeblood of a republic. And if it is to die, it is not going to die easily. There will be many that will stand up for freedom, like we do here every week on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Thank you for being here. There's a big story about Merck. FDA-approved drugging. FDA-approved sleep driving gets a Merck rep fired. What is that all about? I'll let you know after the break. Coming right back.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
FDA-approved sleep driving gets a Merck rep fired. What's going on here? I'll tell you. 800-259-5791 is the number if you'd like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the one day a week I can actually take calls live on the air. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for everybody being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio. And I hope you keep pumping up that glutathione so you can detox the body so you can see clearly, think clearly, hear clearly, speak clearly, communicate clearly. If there ever was a time when this was needed, I cannot be the only one saying these things. And, of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger, writing about these things so eloquently in naturalnews.com. And you can listen to my show 5 additional days of the week through naturalnews.com. Download it to iPhones, iPads, iTunes here. This show available via iPhones as well, and as well as the droids. They got droid apps. I mean, it's all the world of Star Wars still here. Now, sleepwalk with me. Early last year, Merck sales rep David Turkheimer was instructed by his supervisor to tell a doctor that his patients would die if he did not prescribe the Gardasil HPV vaccine. Now, this raises some very interesting questions, nothing that we're surprised about here, but if the Merck reps and the pharmaceutical reps are being instructed to tell doctors that if they don't prescribe their drug or vaccine, their patients are going to die, well, maybe that explains to you how stupid doctors are that they would believe them. Is your doctor telling you to inject your child, girl or boy, with the HPV shot? The rep was also told to inform another doc that his insurance rates would drop if Gardasil was prescribed. Interesting. All right. Well, not only your patients won't die, but we'll drop your insurance rates. All you have to do is prescribe Gardasil to all your patients. But guess what? This Merck rep had a conscience. He woke up and he refused to do so, told his superior that such statements might run afoul of the FDA. Yeah. Well, the price of doing business I've covered on this show for so many years. They are building in these fines. They push it till they get fined. They pay off the FDA. The victims die. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody's imprisoned. Nobody's even slapped. Big Pharma pays a little bit to raise the coffers of the federal government, and everybody's happy, except the people who are harmed by this. But that's when this guy Turkheimer alleged he ran into difficulty, according to a lawsuit he filed under, earlier this month against the drug maker. He claims his persistent refusals prompted his supervisor to search for ways to terminate his employment. And his supervisor came up with an interesting rationale. He cited a car accident that Turkheimer insisted was actually medically induced episode of sleepwalking. That's what I said. It was FDA-approved sleepwalking, or sleep driving in this case. Why should he be fired for that? According to the lawsuit, last October, Turkheimer suffered from sleep apnea and was prescribed Ambien CR. You can't sleep? Here, FDA approves this drug. No, we don't want you smoking marijuana. But here's a drug. It's approved. And due to his skin rash that he had, he was already taking prednisone. Again, another wonderful drug to suppress his immune system. The combination can cause sleepwalking, but Ambien already has been shown in side effect tests to cause sleepwalking. It's already known. Other unusual behaviors as well. I've got this linked up through sanevax.org if you want to check it out at robertscottbell.com in the blog notes. In the middle of the night on October 27th, Turkheimer began sleepwalking, got into his car, drove a few blocks before crashing into two parked cars and flipping his own vehicle. He was sleep driving. He was taken to the hospital where he was examined by doctors, and they diagnosed him with delirium secondary to medication. basically FDA-approved drug-induced delirium. FDA-approved, of course, is the key here. No charges were filed against him because, hey, he was under the influence of an FDA-approved drug. Now, of course, the rep didn't go to work the next day, would you? And his supervisor, after requesting and reviewing his medical records, goes to tell Merck Human Resources that Turkheimer suffered from a mental condition and was driving under the influence of a narcotic and or alcohol, even though the narcotic was FDA approved and it wasn't even technically a narcotic. According again to the lawsuit, Turkheimer was loopy and unstable. Yeah, you try to do Ambien and prednisone at the same time and see if you're not loopy and unstable. Moreover, this guy at Merck suggested that the rep was unable to do his job because he had a condition that prevented him from driving. Does this take the proverbial FDA Merck cake? Now, can he and his attorney argue that the clash over sales tactics and sleep driving is linked? We'll see. But it seems to me another reveal, if you will, about the way the drug industry works. About the way it can push things illegally, immorally, unethically. It could kill people, and that's okay. They're prepared to pay the $100 million, $150 million, $150 billion fine because they're making so much money. They built it in to the marketing framework, and they have a monopoly. And then all Dr. Ron Paul wants to do is legalize freedom, the freedom to tell people that they can, for instance, prevent or treat HPV with natural supplements. In fact, I've got stories next hour are going to shock you. I think there were four in a row that my producer and I found that were actually touting the benefits of supplements and natural means by which to reverse disease or prevent disease. I think it's because the world didn't end yesterday. They go, what are we going to do? The world didn't end. We got to come up with something. Hey, I got an idea. How about we actually tell the truth about supplements for once? Hell froze over. We can do it. We have approval. Are you waiting for their approval? Are you going to buy into this nonsense that Ron Paul is unelectable simply because he's a fringe candidate? He believes in the Constitution. He wants to bring our troops home. He wants to legalize the Constitution. And whether you participate in the electoral process or not matters not to me. But the fact is, if you're going to be duped by pundits on the left and the right to vote against a man who has principles unlike anybody else since the Founding Fathers, perhaps even more so, based upon the way the man lives, then there's not much hope for you either, at least temporarily. Yeah, I know that's a nasty thing to say, isn't it, Robert? No, I'm just upset for people not able to think for themselves. Come up with an argument yourself as to why you want to vote for Herman Cain, if you're in the Republican camp, former chairman of a regional Federal Reserve Bank. Or you want to vote for Romney Care or any of these other nonsenses because, well, they're at least mainstream and respectable. Respectable what? Liars? Thieves? Denizens? Not only the Federal Reserve, but now we hear from the IMF. You hear the head of the IMF arrested? Yeah, these are the kind of people running the show, and they're stealing money from you to give to the International Monetary Fund or bail out bankers worldwide. That's the kind of freedom you want. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing as well as information about Vaccine Nation. After the break, shocking revelations to come, only on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you every week that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.